Well, that last program went for almost an hour and somehow, miraculously managed not to drag on and on. I'm sure my audience feels the same way. Okay, well, anyway, this one's going to be shorter just because why not? This is program 5 of the exploration of the ContelNet, a private telephone system for the conglomerate that the Continental Can Company grew into. The telephone recordings here and the original narration are from March 1981. I'm adding this narration in September 2025. I'll be speaking as if this is happening in present time, but obviously it's actually 44 years ago that this telephone stuff is from, and none of this has any relevance to today's networks. For anyone who hasn't heard one of the ContelNet programs recently, Program 4 does a pretty good review of the overall pattern for the network, and goodness help you if you're on YouTube and you're new to this channel, there's a whole playlist of more user-friendly programs. This is not the place to start. And with that said, here we go, continuing the research, part 5. So I just found something very useful. It's a touch-tone access to the Chicago dial tone that actually has a good quality connection from the rest of the ContelNet. I did find a touch-tone access early on through the 480 PDX, but, well, just listen to this dial tone. You can touch tone into that, and the call will go through as fast as possible, but the connection is so distorted that the dial tone actually... That's not really what it sounds like. That's the awful connection making it sound like that. Now, the same dial tone can be gotten through 454, and here... Ah, much better. But the access through 454 converts touch tone to dial pulse, and that takes time. We're waiting. And there, it finally finished. So that one, 454, has a decent connection, but you have to wait for everything to get dial pulsed out. 359, on the other hand, a PBX I just discovered, will give you a CCSA dial tone if you dial 359-1811, but the connection is decent and touch tone works. Here's a vacant code in Montana to show what sector 359 is in.
Completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again or call your operator to help you. This is a recording. 312-18C. We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again or call your operator to help you. This is a recording. 312-18C.
With no tie lines to Montana, they have to use the Bell system for that area. And the 312 ID means that dial tone came from the Chicago switch. Now the Chicago switch is using a number 1 ESS line for the outgoing calls to Montana and other places that ContelNet doesn't have a better connection to. And I'm curious as to what the local vacant code recording from that ESS in Chicago sounds like. So, I'm going to dial an area code, followed by something that has a 1 or a 0 in the wrong place. The ContelNet will accept it, but the ESS will catch it and give us a local recording.
Dial again, or ask your operator for assistance. This is a recording. This is a recording. This is a recording. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or ask your operator for assistance. This is a recording. This is a recording. This is a recording. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or ask your operator for assistance. This is a recording. This is a recording. This is a recording.
That was a recording from the ESS office that the Watts line comes from. Now let me try a 618 vacant code.
618 is within the state of Illinois, and my thinking is that they might be using a different line for intrastate calls. So I'm going to call 359-1811, and once I get a Chicago dial tone, I'll try a 618 vacant code. Hello, Continent. The Atlanta to Chicago thing doesn't seem to be happening this time. Oh boy, the Continent is up to its old tricks, i.e. not working, and there's really no rhyme or reason to it. It will work again in a couple of minutes, probably. But on an unrelated matter, that last call brings up something that I want to explain now because I've been asked about it. People have been asking me, what is that high-pitched sound that comes right before the cut-through to the outgoing trunk? And my first reaction was, I don't hear anything strange. But then I realized that there is something there that hasn't been explained recently. So let's just play that last call again, the dialing out part of it. That squeal is actually par for the course now that I'm served by the brand new Eastlake ESS office, an office that is so new that when I rented this apartment in November 1980, I thought the step was still there. This series was begun while I was living in the Toco Hills area, and that number one ESS is one of the older offices where while you're dialing the number, you don't hear anything. It's dead silent. But the Bell system has been very kind to us phone freaks because starting in 1978, all of the new CDPRs, that's the customer dial pulse receivers, the device that gives you the dial tone and receives your digits, began allowing you to hear other customers dialing while you were connected to them. See, as long as you're connected to the CDPR, you can hear other customers dialing. There's rotary dialing, there's touch tones, and there's also this mysterious squeal or tone that tends to sort of change pitch. I don't know what causes it, but it's there. And so every time I call the Continent from my local dial tone, except in the middle of the night, you're going to hear a little bit of that while I'm dialing those two digits and until the cut through to the outgoing trunk. Anyway, back to the Continent. We're having some problems with the Atlanta to Chicago connection. I'm trying to call 359-1811, and the last time I tried it, nothing happened. Let's try it again. Okay, here's the carrier noise to Chicago, but it was supposed to go off hook right away, and it hasn't. I just hung up because that was going to time out to a reorder. But you know, there's something really strange, because sometimes when this happens, if you touch tone an additional digit, which would be a total of 8 digits if everything were working right, at that point the call will suddenly go through to somewhere seemingly just random. Here's an example that I caught on tape.
Here we go again. It didn't soup after the cut-through. Now I'll dial another digit. I don't know what causes this. This is really strange, but it happens on Atlanta to Chicago.
Hello?
Oh, hello there. What number did I just reach?
What number are you calling?
What city is this? I was calling 359-1811.
Wrong number.
What city did I reach?
Virginia. Fairfax.
Fairfax, okay, that nowhere near. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
See, now what was that about? What causes this? This is crazy. Absolutely crazy. Oh, wow.
This takes so long to connect that I'd suspect it's rotary dialing, but it's probably just a slowness in the Chicago switch. It was having trouble just now.
Please check the number and dial again, or ask your operator for assistance. This is a recording. This is a recording. This is a recording.
That's the same recording. So the Bell System intrastate calls are going out on phone lines from the same ESS.
227 is a ring down on the Connecticut machine, and I'll demonstrate now how it goes through from Atlanta, and then I'll try dialing it on the other machines.
Oh, this is Windsor Locks, Connecticut?
Right.
Okay, just testing. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
So as you heard, that call went CCIS to the Connecticut machine, which immediately put on the ringtone. Now here is that Connecticut machine ring down through Chicago. To dial it on the Chicago machine, I'll call 454-1811, which will give me a Chicago dial tone, complete with a touch tone converter, so I'll dial the last few digits slowly and hit a pound sign afterwards, because it's got that converter that converts it to dial pulse.
I don't know why, but I stopped the tape before they answered that time, and on the next call I do the same thing just as they are answering. This is Windsor Locks 227, dialed on a Connecticut dial tone, gotten through 281, Richmond. When I first tried to record 227 dialed on the Atlanta dial tone, as often happens, there were no trunks from Atlanta to Connecticut, so Atlanta sent it out through the Bell system. Turns out their main number for the outside world is served by number one step.
Well, being the daytime, it went through a Watts line.
252 is a crossbar PBX in the Chicago sector. The Chicago tandem dials three digits into it. When it first starts to ring, there's a short little ring burst, and then the ring falls into a regular pattern. Here's a ringing number. When the 252PDX gets a 7 from the GondolNet, it goes to a busy signal that sounds similar to one we heard in another PDX in the last program. But unlike that other busy signal, which never times out, this one does time out to a ring, presumably ringing the attendant.
If you send an 8 into this PBX, you get the CCSA, but the trunks to the CCSA are not touchtone. I'll now demonstrate that by dialing 252-1828. The 8 will get me the CCSA, the 28 will end up being dialed on the trunk, but my touchtoning after I cut through will not make any difference.
So the 252PBX does allow you to dial 8 and get to the GondolNet, but you can't use it because it's a rotary dial only trunk, and there's no touchtone to rotary dial converter on the line when you call 252. So all you can do is sit there and hear it right. But you can also access the local outside lines by sending a 9 into the 252PBX, and it works. And the 9 lines are served by a number 1 crossbar. Here are 2 intra-office calls, reached by dialing 252 plus a throwaway digit, plus 9, plus a throwaway digit 1, that's to give the dial tone time to come on because it's so slow in number 1 crossbar, plus the first digit I want dialed. Once the GondolNet cuts me through, I'll dial the last 6 digits of the number, and we'll hear the crossbar 1 putting the call through. All right, now let's try something long distance, non-completing, of course.
but the number you have reached, 377-8811, is not in service. In area code 404, please check the number and dial again. 377-8811 is not in service. In area code 404.
I was trying to call my own number, 377-8899, and I somehow got 8811. It might be that this crossbar 1 occasionally acts strangely when you start off rotary dialing and then switch to touch tone. The ContelNet rotary dialed 40, the first two digits of my area code, and then I touch toned the rest, so that might have somehow caused it. Another thing I have to say is this is the first time, I think, in my life that I've ever heard a number one crossbar office sending a long distance call directly into a 4E, a number 4 ESS. See, in New York, they don't do that. They have crossbar tandem switches that handle the centralized automatic message accounting function that the number one crossbars need. And in 1981, all five of the CAMA tandems in New York were still there. You still had West Street, 10th Avenue, Bronx, Albemarle Road, and Forest Hills. But in Chicago, the number one crossbar is going directly into the 4E, which proceeds to connect to Atlanta without a pause for MF, so the whole thing is just future shock to me. Let me just play that again from the last digit. Yikes, we're in Atlanta already.
The number you have reached.
Ugh. Okay, I did not like the 1980s very much, telephone-wise, let's face it. Well, anyway, I might as well find out which of Chicago's two number 4 ESSs this crossbar one is using. There's the world's first 4E, Chicago 7, recording ID 31210C, and then there's the newer one, Chicago 8, recording ID 31218C.
We're sorry, your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again or call your operator to help you. This is a recording. 312-18C. We're sorry, your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again or call your operator to help you. This is a recording. 312-18C.
The 4E played the recording twice, and then it went on hook on the CAMA trunk, sending us back to dial tone, which we would have heard except the PBX cut us off. That is the first time I've seen a 4E play the recording twice, or almost twice.
This is a recording. 312-18.
And dump you to dial tone. Wow. You know, I want to hear something old school. Now, fortunately, Chicago still has its 1960s time announcement machine, even though it's been moved from the original office code. I don't know what the phone number used to be. It was probably 844-1212, but I haven't been able to verify that. Now, the time has been moved into the same code as weather, so it's 936-1616, with the last two digits not mattering.
At the tone, the time will be 8:54 and 40 seconds. At the tone, the time will be 8:54 and 50 seconds. At the tone, the time will be 8:55. Exactly. At the tone, the time will be 8:55 and 10 seconds. At the tone, the time will be 8:55 and 20 seconds. At the tone, the time will be 8:55 and 30 seconds.
I can't believe I didn't stay on the line even once to find out how many seconds that crossbar 1 can keep a hung-up-on local call before it goes back to dial tone. I guess I just forgot. But I would be curious because our Long Island crossbar 1s could hold local calls up for 3 to 5 minutes. And we used to take advantage of that.
I need that dime.
You need that dime?
Yeah.
How do you think businesses are formed? By dimes. Look at the phone company. They're made of dimes. So are we.
Let's just call that youthful indiscretion. Anyway.
I'm now going to find out whether one breaks dial tone in this particular crossbar one office, which, by the way, is 312252. Apparently they chose their Continental code to be the same as their Chicago number. I'm going to dial 252-1911. The first one after the 9 may or may not be dialed onto the line depending upon dial tone time. The second one will be. When I cut through, if there's still a dial tone on, I'll know that one doesn't break dial tone. If there isn't a dial tone on, I'll dial another one. In 1981 Chicago, it is unnecessary to dial a 1 as the first digit of any call. Long-distance calls are made by just dialing the number or the area code followed by the number. But that last call shows that 1 does break dial tone and that the office is provisioned for the old-fashioned 11X codes. I don't know which 11X codes, if any, were valid in Chicago, but there probably were some. They may have had 113, the original code for directory assistance, which back in those days was called information. It got changed to 411. So the office can do 11X codes. Customers never dial them, but they could still be used as test codes. And occasionally in New York, we would find a crossbar 1 where the 11X codes still worked to reach local test lines even though the code had been abandoned long ago. Here's the code 112 in 1976, still working to reach the test line they dial 958 to reach. This is from the DA3 Ho Avenue Bronx crossbar 1.
Three, two, three, nine, four, four, three.
On this tape, the droning sounds are coming from the motors of subway trains running through the Hunts Point Avenue station adjacent to where I'm recording. The code 113 was vacant, but vacant codes at this time, instead of going to a recording, were going to a tone usually used for partial dial conditions. That tone was talkable, and on the day I recorded this, there was a kid singing on it. Back to the ContelNet recorded in Atlanta, March 1981. What follows is another example of that strange phenomenon that sometimes happens on Atlanta to Chicago calls. I dial 252-1910, and then when the Chicago trunk comes on, I dial 22. What I end up getting is 931-8860, in some unknown area code. Chicago sends the call to Connecticut, which then goes out on an ESS line, and it hits a number that is on AIS.
The number you have reached, 931-8860, has been disconnected. Calls are being taken by 814-676-5775. Please make a note of it. 931-8860 has been disconnected. Calls are being taken by 814-676-5775. If you need assistance, you may stay on the line and an operator will answer.
As for that AIS announcement, you might have noticed there was a phrase missing.
Has been disconnected. Calls are being taken by 814-676-5775. Please make a note of it.
See, where there should be a phrase, there's just a gap. Now, the missing phrase, of course, is
area code.
And while I'm on the subject, what the hell is this?
676.
Are you serious?
666.
I just don't understand how something like that can go out.
At Weathercron, we're always happy.
Happy New Year!
I've made that joke before, but yeah, I don't doubt it.
Six.
Anyway.
288 is a crossbar PBX with two-digit extensions. It goes through Connecticut. And when you dial a 288 number, the last two digits end up being dialed into the PBX. But notice how long it takes to go through. I'm going to dial 288-1111, and, even though only the last two ones are going to end up being dialed into the PBX, it's going to take a very long time. It's going to give me a 288 dial tone when I do this. In this PBX, one resets. So once you have a 288 dial tone, you can keep getting one over and over by dialing a one.
In this PDX, dialing a 1 causes the dial tone to just come back. So I had the ContelNet do it twice by dialing 288-1111. Then I dialed 1 and it did it again. Then I dialed a working extension and it rang. Now non-working extensions go to a PBX busy signal. This time I'll do the same thing but end up dialing a non-working extension. The 288 PBX dial tone sounds similar but is not the same as the CCSA dial tone from Chicago and Connecticut. This is 288. This is the CCSA dial tone. 288 CCSA. With 288 being a small crossbar PBX where only the last two digits end up being dialed into it, it seems very strange that it takes so long to go through. And it's consistent, it's not just the ContelNet being slow. On the old tape, I did explain and prove exactly why that happens, but I'm going to leave that until the beginning of the next program, because it's a lot of explaining. But for now, let me say this. On those last two calls, we hear this sound. That's the sound of a device which is converting touch tone to rotary dial, dropping out. When it drops out, you hear that series of clicks, and the sound gets louder. It's used in number 1 ESS Centrex whenever there's a tie line. The reason they do it is that the Centrex has both rotary and touch tone lines in it. And so when you dial a code for a tie line, there has to be something there to convert what you dial into the tie line to a universal language, which in general is rotary dial. Now I've been referring to this as a touch tone converter, but if you send it rotary dialing, it will store and resend those digits. So it doesn't really matter whether you send it touch tone or rotary, both will work, and it rotary dials out. And the sound of that number redialing device dropping out is what we're hearing here. Now that sound, not to be confused with a very similar sound that number 1 crossbar and crossbar tandems make. You know, that has the same rhythm. I wouldn't blame anybody for confusing it. In any case, that sound is telling us that the ContelNet is using a Centrex to get to 288. Now, in exploring the 288 PBX, I discovered the codes 88 and 89, which are a little bit odd. You dial 88 or 89, and then a three-digit code. And depending upon what code you dial, it will either remain silent or it will make an unusual tone. Here's getting a 288 dial tone and dialing 88 followed by 222.
Thank you.
That's kind of cool, and it's kind of weird. And by the way, the last part of that call, which I'll repeat, that has nothing to do with our call, it's crosstalk, but it does say something about what part of the country we're in. That is the sound of revertive pulsing coming from a number one crossbar end office, and what it says is that 288 and or the Centrex we're going through to get there is located in the city that has number one crossbar. Now we know it's not Chicago because we're in the Connecticut sector of the Continent, but it is one of the number one crossbar cities along the East Coast. We'll find out later.
Let me try 221 and see what happens. Oh, I get it. It really is beeping out the pattern. Let me try 229. This should be interesting. See, it didn't like that one. There must be some codes that are valid. Let me see if I can find any other valid codes.
This time I'll skip getting a PBX dial tone and just initially dial 288 plus two digits plus the 88 that goes into this beep-making thing. And then once the call goes through, I'll try the code 224.
Too bad I didn't have my receiver connected so I could ask him what was going on. Well, that probably goes out over the PA system anyway, so maybe it's just as well that I leave it alone now.
Yeah, that's me slowly realizing that I was just being a nuisance unintentionally. I was hearing all these cool tone patterns. Turns out that's going over the PA system in some office. They have a thing that enables you to page certain people, no matter where they are in the office. You dial 88, followed by a three-digit code, And then that pattern that you dial, be it 222-221-224, beeps out over the PA system. The person whose code that is then dials something to be connected to you. Now, obviously, the reason the code 229 didn't work is that nobody's going to sit there counting 9 beeps, so it's not a valid code. And what clearly happened was that somebody in the company noticed that it was beeping up a storm, and he finally just had to dial in to say, hey, what the heck is going on here? So, yes, I was right to leave it alone at that point, but it sure sounded cool. Well, anyway, in the next program, we'll continue the exploration. And it turns out that the Contel net has been built in such a way that largely piggybacks on the work of the Bell system. It was the Bell system that set up the tie lines from some Centrex, that's their central office switch, to the 288 PBX, and what ContelNet is doing is using those tie lines, rather than installing its own trunks to the 288 PBX. I don't even know if the Bell Company is aware that the tie lines they set up are being used by this competing network. In any case, I'll show you how that works, and then there are other offices to explore. That's next.